evening, everybody. I'm Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN with you till 7:30 tonight when Judd Surratt takes over for the pregame as the Hawks, the Edmonton Oilers. Oilers a little bit of an upstart this year, huh? But I like the Hawks' chances on the road. It's the good old circus trip here. We love so much the last one here in November. There's actually a story that the circus is not coming to the United Center anymore, so this will be the last circus trip for both the Hawks and the Bulls. Again, only on the air till 7:30 tonight. But you know what? I enjoy every morsel that I can get to talk to you, my friends here at 720 WGN, the Download Faithful. We've got a lot to talk about this week. We got a good show tomorrow night. We'll have some stuff on Wednesday night as well. It's an amazing week. I feel like I haven't been on probably in almost a week because the last time we were on was Wednesday. Last week, Pete, we only had a couple of shows here and there with Northwestern basketball and the Hawks. We've kind of had an ebb and flow kind of random schedule. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. Brian Noonan was in on Thursday because I went to New York City for a weekend.
Nice.
It was very nice. And as I told Ro, I got to go to Saturday Night Live. I was a guest in the audience, which was really fun to see. I'll never look at the show the same way again. I mean, it was amazing to be able to watch what they do with such a small little studio and be able to move sets around. They really only have 2 to 3 stages. And on those stages that you see sketch after sketch after sketch, their contractors and you know production hands do so much to be able to set up a set in a matter of minutes.
Commercial break.
I mean, it really is. And the my favorite thing, and I wish I could, they are so strict when it comes to photos and videos. You can't take anything. Otherwise, we'd be doing it, just be nonstop flashing and seeing in the background. But the amount of, I mean, I don't know how they do it, but the cast, when the cast is done with a sketch, they book. I mean, I'm surprised. I don't know. I'd love to read the book about how many times they've actually fallen on their faces and caused cuts and bruises and abrasions. Because, I mean, when Cecily Strong or Kate McKinnon is done with a sketch, it's sprint off the stage.
Especially in the early portion of the show, they just go from sketch to sketch to sketch. You know, they run off the commercials in that back half.
And Kristen Wiig, who was the host, it was a great show.
What a lucky show to be
at. Yeah, she was, and you really don't know what they are. We were going, and I emailed a friend of mine who works on the show, and she was able to hook it up. And you don't know what you're going to get. Like, we were 1 week off on Dave Chappelle. It's like, oh, we probably wouldn't have gotten in because everybody wanted to see that. But Kristen Wiig, what I love about her is she's got a handler. The host has a handler. So there's one person that is off stage waiting every time Kristen Wiig is done, grabs Kristen's hand and
takes her to the next place. Say,
like, I would assume that probably is more important to someone who doesn't understand Saturday Night Live. You know, like someone who's like an actor who's, you know, a Hollywood star.
Yeah, doesn't do it.
But Kristen Wiig's been on the show. She probably doesn't need the hand-holding. But literally, there's someone who holds your hand.
Yeah.
And takes you from sketch to place and keeps you on tracks just to keep you sort of focused for the show.
Yeah, you gotta change costumes. I mean, there's a lot going on.
If we can't get one more person in here, Pete. So when we're done and I gotta get a read for Anderson's Candies, like, what do I do? Where do I go? Justin, read this right here. Oh, okay, never mind. I feel like that could work here. But, yeah, so it was a tremendous night. There's so much. It wasn't a long line. Like, you know, it's very comfortable. They put you in very comforting settings. So you're, you know, stand in line in the hallway with all the pictures of Saturday Night Live lore.
Cool.
The history. It was really, really nice pages and people who were telling you which way to go. It's very well done. The whole thing is very well done. Like I said to Ro, there wasn't a lot of sort of browbeating or yelling at us about what we can and cannot do. Michael Che from the news, he comes out and did a stand-up routine, essentially, to tell us about you can't take photos. We're all adults. You know what that means. So it's not like I remember I once saw the Oprah Winfrey show here in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they did the old way where, you know, they took your phone when you walked in. They gave you a little, like, a coat check. You know, and that was the way that you would do it so you could not actually take a photo of Oprah Winfrey. I thought they were going to do the same thing with NBC and Saturday Night Live, and they didn't because they were just like, come on, we said no phone.
It's still surprising because...
Yeah, someone's going to try to break it, right?
Yeah, and you never see pictures on social media.
You never see, yeah.
Of, you know, and if they did it, you know, they'd be there. But you think somebody just tries to
put the threat in. They say at one point the page says if you and there might be writing. I think there's writing on the wall that says if you take a picture and we're watching you, if you take a picture, we will come and make you delete that photo and we will escort you off the premises. So I think there's a little bit like you're so in awe of the of being in the moment and being in the live experience that you're like, you know what? It's actually kind of refreshing in that way. That you're not just sort of, I got to take a picture. Because you know, in the way we work right now, like when you go to any event whatsoever, everybody just tapes it on their phone. You're like, you're not watching anything. You just see a bunch of tiny little screens with their hands up and everybody just like you're going to go home and just watch the shaky video. When I was at Disneyland, they did that. I was at Disneyland. And it was the World of Color, the end. Like, it's really nice, like where they have the fountains are different colors and they sing or they play different Disney songs. Everybody there. Just, like, the show's an hour long. This dude next to me's got his iPad up. He tapes the 1 hour thing. And I'm like, either you're bootlegging that for someone who's like, can get that for anything, or you're going home to go, hey, you want to watch World of Color again? It's really what a great experience on my little iPad.
Yeah, that's so
it's just so dumb.
And you see, though, like, if you're searching for things on the internet for videos, you'll occasionally run into those videos that people make, and like, why did they tape this, or why?
I was standing next to that guy. So it's a nice experience that you don't do that during Saturday Night Live. So yeah, so great experience.
That's awesome.
Alec Baldwin was definitely the star when he came out in his Donald Trump clothing, and you know, he walked to the front of the stage when they were setting it up. The crowd was like so excited. I mean, they started cheering before, you know, he even got to the stage. And Kate McKinnon's another star, and she's tiny. When you look close up, she's tiny.
It's great. Yeah. You saw Steve Martin was in the monologue. You saw Will Forte.
Right.
You saw like this.
Jason Sudeikis was there.
Oh, Jason Sudeikis played Mitt Romney.
So it was cool to see everybody and to be that close up. At the same time, I mean, it's just a show. You know, I mean, it's great to see famous people in the room, but you are in a seat watching them on stage. They're on stage, so it's not like, you know, I had any you know, hey, Steve Martin. It's me. Hey. Thanks for being here. I mean, you're still watching a show. But it was a good experience, and like I said, it'll be tough to watch that show because it's really what's happening an inch off of the frame. That's what was really interesting. Like, little things, you know, I don't want to give away their tricks, but yes, I do. What do I care? One of the things is they have stage hands on the side, so when they say, and during Weekend Update, here's Pete Davidson to take his take on the election, and they kind of
slide
in.
Yeah.
There is a stagehand who pushes them. So that's the idea, that you know how they always coolly
slide into the mic. Oh, really?
Into the mic, right? They do that, but they have stagehands like 1, 2, 3, go, and that's their job to like push them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and everything is like I said, everything is just like you just get to see the fringes.
Did you tape the show? Can you see yourself?
Yeah, I taped it with my iPad in the moment.
I mean like at home on your VHS, your VCR.
Yes,
can you see yourself?
There's one shot I was telling Ro. There's one shot where they're doing like the extended sax solo, classic SNL, you know, you know, like between commercial breaks to make that commercial break not 8 minutes long. They do like the sax solo.
Yeah.
And in that shot, they have the audience in the background, and it's my section.
If you pause and
look, you're like, those two sort of vague, shady, that you can't actually see their faces. that was me.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a very very cool experience, and one I know that I will cherish just for the fact that I can't watch a show that I watch every week the same way ever again. So that's pretty cool. All right, so we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back, and we will hand it off to Judd Surratt, who's standing by. And I'm telling you, the Hawks are the hot. I wonder. I would love to know this. Maybe Judd will talk about this, but I wonder if the Hawks are a nationally, or in this case, internationally hot ticket. I mean, the Oilers play, you know, everybody. But when the Hawks come to town, do they sell more tickets because of Blackhawks and Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews? You know, probably.
I'm saying yes. With no hockey knowledge.
Right.
Whatsoever. I'm saying yes.
You say yes. Pete Zimmerman says yes. Here on the Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us. Just a minute, we're going to hand it off to Judd Surratt, who's standing by to give us a pregame tonight. The Hawks at the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers are right now, they're actually playing pretty well, but it'd be interesting because the Hawks are the number one overall in the West. It's pretty great, isn't it? I mean, again, and I would say too, you know, as we see how much the Bears have just I don't even know. I watched that Bears game in the LaGuardia Airport yesterday. And I got to say, I was so confused about who was rooting for who, because it was a Chicago flight, you know? And I feel like so everyone in the terminal where I was at was for Chicago, but there were still some really hardcore Giants fans, and I was like, I couldn't muster up anything. Even when the Bears were doing well, I'm like, meh. When they weren't, I'm like, meh.
Yeah. Yeah.
just did nothing works. But the Bears can be somewhat forgotten as we hear the terrible news about the linebacker, Jarrell Freeman, being suspended, but also Jay Cutler's shoulder injury. Tomorrow we'll know whether or not he's out for the year. But again, meh.
Go for the pick.
Like I said, Hawks, Bulls. I like the Bulls. What they're doing on the West Coast trip, I saw a stat today that said they have not beat the teams they've beaten since 1996.
Jimmy Butler.
Butler playing like Michael Jordan at this point.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Yeah, so anyway, tomorrow night we'll talk more. I just had such a great experience. I stayed in the Lower East Side in New York City. Great hotel there. And I don't know, man. I would move to New York if I were like 24.
Oh, yeah, and single, of course. The greatest city in the world.
Made like $250,000.
Yeah.
It'd have to be that combo if I could do that.
It's the best. The energy there, you know. I've heard in a song.
Yeah. It's a hidden gem. It really is. It's one of those cities that, you know, I'm not much of a Rick Steves type guy, but if you're looking for East Coast, everyone talks Boston, everyone talks D.C. But it's New York City, not to be confused with the state New York. There's a city as well. And
it's here. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it really is. It's something to behold. You should check it out. If you get a chance to check it out, tell them Justin sent you to New York City. All right, we're going to head it over to Judd Surratt in just a moment here. Tomorrow night on The Download, we're going to have Mary Roach, the best-selling author, her new book, Grunt, which is really about the curious science behind war. It's really fascinating. We're going to have a good conversation. She's my guest at the big table tomorrow night. So lots to do. We will be back tomorrow from 7 to 11. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up here on 720 WGN, are we ready? Blackhawks pregame with Judd Surratt.